K8BCW Mobile.
Morning, K8BCW Jesse.
K8BCW, testing the link system on the 7-4.
KPHCMQ and APWM.
KCATMQ.
Hey, John, and APWM. Hey, those lights, you say they're 110?
Yeah, they're 110. They're one foot apart from each other, and we got an adapter that goes into a cigarette lighter, and it recharges back to 110. So I'm all set as long as you got a cigarette lighter plug.
Well, yeah, I do. I'm just concerned about the amperage. What is your inverter? What does it draw normally?
I think the amp on that thing is maybe
150.
I don't know. I could put that in and run my radio on it all the time. I don't know. I have to go look at the thing, but it ain't very powerful. I think it's 140 amp or something like that.
Oh, it's a 140-watt converter. Okay. Well, yeah, bring them with you. And if we can use them, we'll put them in. Sound like a plan?
It sounds like a wiener to me. I'm going to go out there and start working on a golf cart now. I got up this morning at 3 o'clock, came out here, played on the Facebook for a little bit, fell back to sleep. Sherry got up at 8. I woke up, went back to sleep, got back up here at 10 o'clock. So. A little behind, but I don't have to really wash it. I just got to wipe the thing down, put it on the trailer, and tie it down. That's about all I got to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to flip trailers around and stuff and get that stuff done. I think we're going to probably run down to West Branch to Walmart and see if they have any, like, Garland or anything down there. We've been looking and looking, couldn't find nothing. But we figure we'll get out of the house and... go down there and maybe see what they've got before it gets too warm out. All right, John, we'll say 7-3, and 7-3 Sherry. We'll talk to you later and see you at 11:30 tomorrow. NAPWM.
Okay, well, before you kick off, two ice cream buckets that you get from Walmart. We got two of those that are filled with complete candy. So one is going to go in each one of ours. And that red, white, and blue thing, if you want, will go around the golf cart. But you won't need that if you're going to be hanging the lights on it. But you can always use the one that we got and save yourself going all the way down here.
Oh, you're not going to, aren't you going to use the red, white, and blue garland?
No, Sherry says that she's not going to. We got the green lights up there. We got this other stuff up there, those other lights. And she doesn't want to be trying to throw candy out like she did last year with it. But no, you can use that thing. Yeah, she's not going to put it on there. We're going to make it light and simple and easy this year.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. All right, because I remember you had Garland in the bucket there. So, yeah, we could, if we can use that, that'll definitely help. All right, 7-3, have fun today. KACATMQ NAPWM.
Okie dokie. See you tomorrow. KACATMQ.
KADJD, KADJD, Alex John, KFAWW. That's it, KFAWW, sir.
KDCW, mobile in Atlanta on the 7-4.
KCHMQ, manager.
Yeah, not reading you there, station. Appreciate the shout back. I think there's a problem with the system. The one here in Petoskey doesn't seem to be operating, and I'm not receiving very well from the 7-4, which I usually can here. So not sure what's going on, but KDCW is standing by.
Well, I'm on Echo Link. And I was in the garage, so I had to step outside out here. Don't know if maybe it was on my end or not. But we'll check and find out, see what's happening. ACACMQ, John, down here in Lewiston on the mile repeater.
Hey, I got you good and clear there. So I think you said you were trying to get in on Echolink. Might have been why I couldn't hear you before, but your last transmission was great into the mile repeater.
Well, that tells me that I can't stand in the garage and talk. it don't quite get over to the repeater. I got to get in here and get to my Wi-Fi and whatever, one of these towers out here. So anyways, we're waiting for the wife to get back home. She's down at the neighbor's real quick for the golf cart. We got to get it cleaned up, ready to go for a parade tomorrow at in Miles. So I'm just sitting here waiting for the young lady to come back with it so I can wash it, get it ready, get it up on the trailer, then go back in the house and sit down and have a nice glass of cold tea. Go ahead.
Sounds like a great plan. Enjoy your Independence Day weekend and this beautiful weather that we're having. KBCW on his way to Harbor Springs.
Yeah, we just heard on the news a little while ago that out there in Philadelphia where they were going to plan all these fireworks, parades, and everything else today, they had to cancel it because they're getting the heat that we had the other day. And it's going to go up to 110 out that direction. So they cancel everything. They're not sure about the fireworks tonight, depending on how hot it's going to be. But the big parade for the 250 was canceled. Oh, well, that's, you know, that, we can't help it. That's what life's going to be with this difference in climate and whatever else. So I think we're going to get this every year where we're going to get warmer and warmer and warmer. We'll see what happens.
KDCW testing the 7-4.
Hello?
KSHZIP, KAJZ calling. KAJD, KAJD, KFAWW, mobile. Twitter, KFAWW,
KI5TKC for radio check. KI5TKC for radio check.
DPC.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
WADPC.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Oh, it's going okay. Kind of warm out. Temperature on my displays is 100 degrees down here in the Detroit area.
Yeah, you can keep all of that. It's about 85 here, and that's a bit warm.
Yeah, well, not only that, it's the humidity. I think the heat index, they said, it would be more like 110. So it's like Florida weather.
I mean, I like Florida. But man, this is a bit much. The humidity is not helping.
Yeah, I have a sister that lives halfway between Orlando and Daytona Beach, and whenever I went down to visit, it would be in the middle of July or middle of August. And as long as you have air conditioning to fall back on, it was okay.
I don't even want to imagine living down there without any AC.
Well, they got another problem down there. In the middle of summer, you end up catching a cold, and it's because you go from cold AC to hot moist air, then back to cold and back to hot.
Oh, so the same problem we have in the wintertime.
Yep, yep. So is there any activities that you plan on doing over the weekend, or just sticking around and watching them shoot fireworks from your front porch?
Well, I'm heading out to Crystal Mountain right now. The 3-4 repeater decided to not want to be a repeater. So I've got a spare. And then another one that's got modules and everything that, you know, I got two spares, essentially. One that's modded and the other one's not. But I have a good feeling it's either the power supply or the PA. It's just weird because it decided to quit after the exhaust fan in the enclosure was turned on, and then it just died.
Is it a FTR 2000 or 3000?
2000.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, I heard the power supplies there tend to fail. Now, if the power supply fails, can you use the DC input on the back?
There's no DC plant up there, so no. I've got two stations with working power supplies in them, so if it's a power supply issue, I can just take the power supply from one of these and plop it on there. The only thing that sucks is swapping modules on those means you got to pull the whole thing out of the rack.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. So, yeah. Well, another thing we're running into down here is traffic lights, power failures, and traffic intersections. Not the lights are out. And I almost totaled my car Wednesday night going to an ARPSC meeting and pulling up to a major intersection. And at the same time, I was wondering why all the cars are stopping. And it's just as I looked up, I almost hit a car. I almost blew through the intersection. Luckily, this car has good brakes.
Oh, is the light dead? Nothing?
Yeah, I've run into three intersections down here in the last couple of days that had no power, no lights, so you have to treat it as a four-way stop.
Yeah, that can be kind of chaotic at really busy intersections.
Well, anyways, I'm pulling up to the house, so happy holidays, NATMH, WAZPC.
Sounds good, Mike. NATMH, mobile.
Hey, DMH, testing.
Nice and quiet.
Oh, I know it.
It's always cool. One time I brought my wife back here, we just drove around, and this is actually some very, very nice homes, some very expensive homes back here.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about how expensive some of these houses are back here.
Yeah, I know. And, this has really grown. When I lived up here in 74, I graduated from high school in Frankfurt, 74, and this place is nothing like this, nothing at all. It has really expanded and grown.
Only at the cost of your left kidney, your right arm, and one of your legs.
For 3 years, I used to go to the gym down here at Crystal Mountain. For about 2.5 years, I went to the gym, and there was a lot of people come in, and the women come in here for the classes and the exercises, and they did not have one hair out of place. So, you know, they were in money and everything, which I have no regret, you know. I don't, you know, I'm glad that they can afford it, but you can definitely tell that there is money back here.
Yeah, no matter what direction you look, you can see where the money is at.
Yeah, when I come up here the other day, with the air conditioner blasting, I was still sweating. These people out here walking around hitting a goddamn golf ball. I'm like, are you nuts?
Yeah. Is that giant golf ball there always there, or do they just, or have I just never noticed it?
I don't know if it's always been there or not. I know the other day it was facing different directions. The Crystal Mountain part was facing, you know, towards the entrance, you know, like to where you're at now. But they definitely moved it.
That's interesting. All right. I'm going to jump off of here, and I will try it again when I'm a little bit further out. Hey, QMH.
Okay, Greg. Again, I really appreciate your time and your expertise. KB8FCJ.
Yep, no problem. Any QMH. ATMH, mobile. ATMH.
Sounding good, Drake. I'm not sure where you're at, but you're just solid. KB8FCJ.
I'm just about to turn on the Silver Lake Road from, I think I'm on T-Core.
I just sent you a text. I told Rebecca that it's up running, that it may have been hit by lightning. We're not sure yet. We've got to do some more testing. And she said she does have insurance, so document everything. Don't throw enough away. We may be able to make an insurance claim. So, just keep that in mind.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll let you know what I find when I tear into that PA. First glance, looking at it, I didn't see anything crazy, so. But, it was super dead, like, not even communicating, so. That doesn't just happen, so.
Well, from the way I'm looking at it, it looks like we got about $20,000 worth of damage, so just keep that in mind.
All I'm having a hard time hearing the repeater. I'll give it a try here in a minute. Any damage? All right, now we're back. Any damage? KB8SVJ, any DMH?
KB8SVJ.
Well, the repeater works pretty good out this way. I can see it, but I can't really hear it. I mean, I can see it on the S-meter, but I also got a really high noise floor in this vehicle, so don't take the my receive strength readings as anything useful.
Okay. Well, we work on it. Just document everything you're doing, because there may be a insurance claim on this.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll document everything I find. And I'll take pictures and everything too, so we'll have that.
Okay, Drake. Again, thank you very much for your time and expertise. It was much appreciated. KB8SVJ.
Yep, no problem. Glad we're here. Catch you later. ADMH, Mobile, Traverse City.
And mobile monitoring. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa. Can I get a sound check if anyone's listening? Thank you very much. KFA EAV.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Echo Kilo. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Echo Kilo.
This is K-State GDL.
again, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Delta Mike.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey X-ray Kilo.